Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. In a highly unusual move, the Justice Department is trying to intervene in a defamation lawsuit against President Trump. Writer E. Jean Carroll alleges Trump raped her in the 1990s. In court papers, the Justice Department says Trump was acting in his official capacity as president when he denied knowing Carroll. If the DOJ's move is successful, it would mean taxpayers would pay for Trump's legal defense. Final clinic trials for a promising coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University are now on hold after one of the participants fell ill. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more.
AstraZeneca says the pause is routine and comes after an unexplained illness. The vaccine has received global attention and is seen as a leading contender among the dozens in development across the globe. The trial involves about 30,000 people in the U.S. as well as in Brazil, the U.K. and South Africa. The New York Times reports that a volunteer in the UK contracted transverse myelitis, which causes inflammation and affects the spine. AstraZeneca is investigating the illness to see if it's connected to the vaccine or unrelated. If it turns out to be coincidental, the trial could resume soon. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is taking his campaign to Michigan today. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, Biden says if elected, he would propose a 10% penalty for companies who send jobs overseas and a 10% tax cut for companies who bring them back.
Biden will deliver a speech in the city of Warren to tout the nation's manufacturing potential. The former vice president, back in July, unveiled a $400 billion plan to boost manufacturing and, he says, create 5 million jobs. And that would be beyond restoring the millions of jobs lost during the coronavirus pandemic. Michigan has reemerged as a key battleground for both campaigns. Both Biden and President Trump are expected to campaign heavily in the Midwest in the weeks leading up to the November election. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
In California, more than two dozen major wildfires are burning around the state, which has already seen a record 2 million acres burn this year. The state's largest utility has turned off power to some 172,000 customers to try to prevent more blazes. Lily Jamali with member station KQED has more.
PG&E's preemptive power shutoffs have affected 170,000 homes and businesses in 22 California counties. The utility set up dozens of resource centers to give people a place to go, but fires ravaging the state have forced a few of them to close. The company says it expects nearly all customers who've lost electricity to have it back by the end of the day.
Lily Jamali reporting. Wall Street is trading higher at this hour. The Dow is up 493 points. That's a jump of 1.8%. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both up over 2%. You're listening to NPR News. There are less than 4 weeks to get a paper 2020 census form postmarked and time to get counted in the national tally of U.S. residents by the end of the month. NPR's Hanzilo Wang reports the U.S. Census Bureau has been sending out additional census forms to some U.S. households that have not yet participated in the headcount.
Households in the U.S. can still get counted online at my2020census.gov or over the phone, but many residents in rural areas rely on paper forms to participate in the census. The Census Bureau is under pressure from the Trump administration to deliver the first set of results to the president by the end of this year. The Bureau has said it's only processing paper forms that are postmarked by September 30th and received by October 7th. Those dates may change depending on how two federal lawsuits over the shortened census schedule turn out. Census results help determine how an estimated $1.5 trillion a year in federal tax dollars are distributed to local communities for Medicare, Medicaid, and other public services. Hanzilo Wang, NPR News, New York.
In Afghanistan, the country's interior ministry says at least 10 people are dead, several injured in a bombing that officials say targeted the country's first vice president, who suffered minor burns. The bomb went off as the convoy was passing through a section of Kabul, and the blast set several shops on fire. So far, no one has claimed responsibility. Again on Wall Street, the Dow is up 506 points at 28,004. That's a jump of 1.8%. The Nasdaq is up 2.7%, a gain of 296 points. The S&P 500 is up more than 2%, a gain of 70 points. This is NPR.